B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, who's this?
Stand a minute.
Hey, it's Dr. Ray Bastardo, my doctor, everybody. Dr. Ray, how are you?
You know.
Is the office, are you on vacation or something? This is, unless I'm calling you for a prescription or something, or get me some cough medicine, I usually don't get a call from you. What's up?
Well, Stan, you know, I'm a human being, too.
And, I know you are.
I got a waiting room full of freaks and doctor shoppers, you know what I'm talking about.
Do you get those doctor shoppers?
I had one today, boy, and a sob story they tell you.
Oh, I bet. Although
this one broad, I kind of believe her. It is this damn internet, Stan. I'm telling you, it's going to be the ruin of everybody.
What are they telling? What the rumor gets around? Go see Dr. Ray Bastardo. He can get you what you need.
No.
What are you talking about?
I remember
you used to leave in the old days when I would see you in your office before the examination. You used to have that prescription pad sitting right out there.
Well, those were the good old days. I got these nice. Nancy got them for me. Mm-hmm. What they call them? AirPods.
Yeah.
But this is a genius invention. They're little things that you put in your ear.
Yes.
So that you can be listening to something and nobody's the wiser.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
They've been around for a while, Doctor.
But this is the new thing, Stan.
AirPods.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
I'm well aware of AirPods, Doctor. When I got my new phone, it came with some AirPods.
And I love it because, you know, that way I can listen to you while I'm, you know, dealing with patients.
Shouldn't you have your full attention on the patients in your office? They're sick or in need of something. You don't need to listen to me.
Not really. Nancy, you know, she weighs them in. She does the chart.
I know.
While I'm nodding my head and saying, I'm listening to you.
Well, that's flattering.
And I look at what Nancy's got on the chart and figure out what's what from that. They really don't have much to say in it. But I did. I took one of my AirPods out today because this lady was openly weeping.
Yeah.
And she said.
What did she
that
say?
She has
she say?
Met. This guy.
What? She met
well,
a guy.
I guess she had just moved over here from Fort Pierce.
Okay.
And a guy over here convinced her that the usual BS, that they were in love and all this stuff, yada, 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 yada. And it turns out that the whole time he was romancing this broad.
Yeah.
Gets her to screw up her life, leave everything behind in Fort Pierce, move over here.
Yeah.
He says, "You don't worry about it. I'll make a move as easy as possible.
Yeah.
I'll help you." So he tells her, "You go find yourself a nice apartment. I'll take care of your things." He puts everything she owns into a storage unit under his name.
Right.
Slaps the padlock on it. Well, this lady, she finds out after she's already put the first, last, and security on some apartment.
Yeah.
She realizes that this guy is not being honest with her. He's already got a girlfriend.
Huh?
And he owns the storage unit her stuff is in. She calls the cops, and the cops say, legally, that's his stuff now. You got to take him to civil court. There's nothing we can do. And so she's over here penniless. All her cash is into an apartment she don't want to be in.
Oh, my God.
She don't know nobody over here.
Then how did she find you and come to your office?
I don't know.
She just showed up at your office? Was she
well, she
prescription shopping?
Well, she came here on foot. It's one of the apartment complexes, you know, down the street from the office.
Okay.
And I felt bad for her. I went ahead and gave her some oxy.
So you felt bad for a person that you don't even know. She comes into your office, gives you a sob story that she was lured here by some man under the guise of romance. She's got her stuff all locked up in a storage unit, has no way to get around. She just somehow stumbles upon the offices of Dr. Ray Bastardo, MD, and tells you, never meeting you before, tells you a whole sob story, and you go and give her a prescription for oxy.
Well, I figured she could use a break, you know.
You got it.
She seemed like a nice lady. What, you think I've been taken advantage of?
Maybe. I didn't know you did that kind of stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Just somebody that you haven't even examined and you listen to all their personal stuff and you write them a prescription for oxy.
Stan, what do you think 3/4 of the people are seeing me for?
Oxy?
Well, whatever it is, they want something.
Okay.
Speaking of which, you know this puts me in a difficult position, and I hate to tell you no. And I don't know where on the internet you were looking.
Stop. What did you find out?
But this stuff that you asked me for, Stan, I don't know what it is. And I think it's bad news. I don't think it's something you should be taking.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't need it brought up on the air, doctor. You may be able to go and tell everybody's personal story on the air, but leave mine out of it. By the way, it's a gel, and you're supposed to rub it on your arm.
Stan,
they call it the clear.
Do you understand that this stuff was developed for equines?
That's not equines. It's a gel, well, and it is prescribable. And you told me,
Stan,
if I need anything to
Stan,
go.
Stan.
I can't believe you're even bringing this up. It's made for equines.
If I were to prescribe this for you, I would be putting my neck in a vice.
You go up to a woman stranger you've never even examined. She gives you a BS story, and you're writing her prescriptions for oxy. I don't want any of that.
Stan, they come to me, and they want to ask me, well, why did you prescribe this to this gentleman? And what am I supposed to say? I can't look somebody in the eye and tell them that I'm prescribing this to a middle-aged Caucasian gentleman when this is a drug specifically designed to prevent miscarriage in African American
women.
That
is not what it's for. And I don't know what you think I'm asking you for.
Stan, let me give you a little advice.
What?
If she truly loves you,
yeah,
your weight won't matter. You shouldn't go to this level.
It's not. It's a muscle building. It brings up testosterone levels, makes for lean muscle, gets rid of fat. I'm an older guy. You lose that with age, and it is something that is normally prescribed if you have a doctor who I've had now for 20 years, and you can prescribe it for me. And trust me, you've already told me it's not cheap, but I'm not somebody asking for oxy.
Maybe because you handed me this piece of notebook paper and it was all smudged.
Maybe I got the wrong one.
Maybe you wrote it down wrong. Maybe it got smudged. If you're just looking for some juice, I can do that.
It's not the juice.
Looking for some steroids? Is that what you want?
It's a form of steroid. You can hook me up.
Well,
I don't want to be talking about this on the air.
Are you comfortable putting a needle in your own ass?
You don't put a needle in your ass. You wipe a gel on your arm.
Oh, that's the weak stuff. No, no, no. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. Are you comfortable with self-injection?
I don't want to self-inject anything.
Well, then I'd say, you know, you're SOL. I thought you wanted to lose weight. What's the problem?
It does help you lose weight. It helps turn flab into muscle and builds lean muscle, lose weight, get some of your vitality back. Take a look at yourself, doctor. You know darn well you're not the same energetic, let's go play 36 holes of golf like you did 5, 10 years ago.
Yeah, you know why? Because people age. You're looking for some sort of a genie in the bottle.
You go around now and use your putter as a cane.
What you're asking me to do is quackery.
It isn't quackery. Writing a prescription for Oxy to a woman that is you haven't even met, that's quackery.
Oh, speaking of which.
Yeah.
I know it's in September, right? The wedding?
Yes.
I just want to let you know, I've already, I'm going to take a week off in September.
Okay.
But I, for some reason, I've yet to receive my invitation to the ceremony.
There's no invitations. Do you want to come to the ceremony, doctor? I didn't know if you could just take time off like that with the patient load that you have. It's a few weeks away.
Well, you know, I'm going to miss my daughter's birthday.
Well, then don't worry about it. I'm not asking you to come out there.
But I just figured maybe you could tell the little lady that Dr. B's invitation got lost in the mail.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. There we go. Hi, Haney.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
You're kind of muffly.
Muffly?
Yeah. Sounds like you got it like some kind of restrictor plate on your microphone.
Well, they may have to because of my voice.
Yeah, that's got to be it. We are back from vacation. However, Haney and I have not seen each other in over a week.
And we have no plans to change that.
No, that from what I understand, we don't have any plans to change that. You're in quarantine because I ordered it.
Yeah, I...
Because I ordered it.
I guess we probably take that mint out of my mouth.
That would be nice. Put the cigarette out. Take the mint out of your mouth.
I just missed a three-pointer, too. Missed a wastebasket.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so...
There you go. Speak up in that microphone.
Speak up?
Yeah. Seriously.
Do you want me to make it louder or talk louder?
No, you can make it make you louder. Turn you up.
Okay.
Oh, that's better.
See, it sounds splattery to me.
No, you sound fine.
I don't need to be entertained. That's not the idea.
Never has been.
So, I'm informed.
Yeah.
Last Friday.
Yeah.
That I am no longer welcome.
What do you mean?
At Broadcast House.
Probably not. Yeah, from the way I understand it and what I suggested. They asked me a few suggestions. I told them.
Oh, well, that's what I understood. They said, we've spoken to Stan, and he doesn't think it's a good idea that the two of you are in the same room.
Yeah, because of the corona. And,
is that what it is?
Yeah, and I said it's best that if he continues to self-isolate, self-quarantine, and that would be for the best.
Uh-huh. So, you're looking out for my best interest.
That's what I'm doing. I don't want anything to happen to you. You know your respiratory problems. I want you away from me.
Yeah, and how deep did you go into that with them?
What do you mean?
Because I am not in the studio.
Yeah.
I am at a Beasley Field Hospital, and this is being operated not according to current CDC guidelines. It's being operated according to the 1918 Spanish flu protocol, where the best treatment was sunshine and fresh air.
Yep. You're out. You're getting some and fresh air and everything you need.
And you demanded this.
Yes. For everybody's safety. For everybody's safety. Oh, hey.
You're my oldest and dearest friend, and you don't want to be near me.
No, it's for the best. It's for the best.
How long is this going on for?
I told them, let's leave it open-ended. We don't want it. Until we get the okay.
So, you told them that you don't want to see my face.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable future.
That's about right.
And you suggested
this is for safety reasons. Safety
fresh
reasons.
Air and sunshine might be beneficial.
I had it set up so you have a chaise lounge and one of them wool blankets covering your legs, and then your bright sunshine,
and then the surplus moldy canvas army tent.
Yeah, you got that gray wool sheet or blanket half folded over your legs. You're in a chaise lounge with an old canvas tent.
This has been your dream forever. That is your mental image that you have for me.
Yeah, and they'll come over later on today after the broadcast to shower you.
Yeah, I've never seen a wooden wheelchair before. It's like FDR.
Yeah, It's very FDR-like. Oh, hold on a second.
I don't have polio, man.
Hold on a second. Program director Matt Mangus wants to talk to you, too, while we're at it.
Well, I can't hold on. Hello, Mick.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
You okay?
No.
I just want to make a
hold on. I want to know where you are. Neither can I. Hold on.
You know what?
Yeah, I want to know what's unplugged.
When you start playing Hot Shot, everything was
which
fine.
Oh, you were on that one. Hold on.
Number two, yeah. Okay.
Everything was fine.
Hold on. Can you hear him now?
Hi, Haney.
Oh, there he is. Hello, Mick Mungus.
Well, what I need you to do is I need you to boost your treble or your high frequency
a
little
bit. Boost your treble and your high frequency.
The muffledness combined with
down.
Your you know very deep voice, I think, is killing us here.
All right, hold on. Let me hear you talk.
Turn your high frequency up.
Talk to me.
Yeah, I didn't even know this song had an EQ.
Beautiful. I told you were muffled.
Richard Gallo, ladies and gentlemen.
I told you were muffled.
Oh, Richard came over and set it up, and him and Matt were button heads something fierce.
Well, you sound 10 times better now.
Well, yeah, that explains it. Now that I know I got an EQ.
Now.
That could change everything.
Now, you know your box there? Bring that up just a smudge. Just a smudge. Smear. Schmear. Bring that up. Okay, good.
How's that?
That's good. You leave that right there. Don't touch it.
I wonder if there's any way I can turn your voice up.
Hold on. Is there any way that he can turn my voice up, Richard? Yes. There is? What does he got to do?
On the back of the Comrex?
Holy, here he is.
The remote audio. Remember the little
on
things
the
on the end
Comrex?
Of the device?
Yeah.
On the back of the Comrex.
I can't hear him. But...
On the back of the Comrex?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, 10-4. We'll
the one that says remote, turn that up a little bit.
The one that says remote, turn that up a little bit.
Roger that.
10-4. Roger, thank you. Thank you, Richard. Yeah. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah.
Will you go back to the microphone? Go back to the microphone.
He's coming. Keep talking.
What do you mean, keep talking? Get back, please.
I think I can hear you now.
I can hear you, and you can hear me, and everything's great.
I knew it would be.
Right.
So, anything else on the EQ?
No, you're all right now. Everything's good. I mean,
I'm running it like straight down the middle.
You sound
because he turned he had the treble turned completely.
Give me
off.
a little more treble, no bass.
More treble,
no bass. You see how that sounds?
I see what you're doing because now you want to manipulate it so your voice will sound lower than mine.
I'm doing this for your safety.
Okay, I've got it at 2:00 now.
Everything's fine. You're good. No, you're good. Everything's good right now.
Roger that.
Did you have a nice time off? I had a ridiculous time off.
Well, one thing I should advise you
I'll tell you, what
of,
you did. You self-quarantined the whole damn time.
I am so far ahead of the curve on this.
I know.
Mine was great. As a matter of fact, today I saw the first 2 humans that I've seen in 7 days.
Well, this is good.
One of them was Richard, and one was a maintenance tech.
Good. That's all good. It's all good.
Oh yeah, I'm fine. And you know that little oven I bought?
Yes.
They are still delivering the meals.
Well, of course they are. It's things you can go to drive-ups. They still deliver. Mail delivery. Everything is still there.
So I would say
you're in a dream world where you are right now. This is perfect
My
for
lifestyle
you.
Of the past 5 years has been leading to this so that I can lead by example because I know how to be a hermit.
We got to take a break. Did you get
we
my...
We just got it set.
Leave it alone. Did you get my text? I bought a shotgun over the weekend, 12-gauge pump.
No, we'll have to catch up.
We'll take a break. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Thank you.
96 K-Rock. We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition. Of the Stan and Haney Show, Watts.
I haven't heard that song in forever.
Yeah.
And it really brings back the memories. What a true song.
K Okay, good. It brought back, it put you in a time and place, did it?
Well, yeah, think about the lyrics, you know? Please tell me why my car is in the front yard and I'm sleeping with my clothes on. I came in through the window last night and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who among us hasn't lived that?
Sure. We've known a lot of radio people like that.
Yeah. If you're lucky, you outgrow it.
Yes. If there, and I got to say this, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was over in Melbourne. Guy by the name of Chuck Deal, nude in his front lawn, and he was about 60 at the time.
Oh, that song, it brings back such memories, you know, I didn't say pleasant, just a lot of memories.
Oh, God.
Now, what were you saying about the grab bag? What is the issue with
Here's the deal. You're being fed through one pot or one knob here at the radio station. Everything right. that you're doing is coming through. So usually when I play a clip from the grab bag, which we're going to be doing in just a second.
You'll be writing it.
When the cut starts, you stop the music so they can hear the cut. And then when we come back on, you start it again. How's that grab you?
Well, I mean, why would you say that? Because we were okay the first break with that, weren't we?
No, but we don't keep the music going. I bring the music down when I play the cut.
Oh, right. I got you.
10-4 on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we got to figure this out as we go along.
Oh, this is a learning
experience.
That's
not normally my responsibility.
I got a lot of crap after that last break with you not having the treble where it was supposed to be. I got one person accusing you of playing with the knobs and one person saying, what does Haney doing over there? He's got to keep everything at 12 o'clock.
I was sabotaged.
Somebody said,
is there any other reason for that?
Somebody said you were messing around with the knobs.
You shut your mouth.
I'm just telling you, I'm taking the heat. I'm in this building, and it's scary. I'll tell you right now, I'll be honest with you. I'm looking over at Rob. He's behind glass, and it's still scary.
You know why it's scary?
Why?
Because you thought it would be a great idea to see the USA during quarantine.
Oh, have I got some stuff to tell you?
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do.
Let's just do the grab bag right now. Brought to you by the pewter mug.
Is that a good volume?
A little louder. Oh, no, that's good. That's good.
Okay, so what you want me to do is to just pause it while you're playing the cut.
Correct.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Damn genius.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I got to let everybody know about the pewter mug. The pewter mug is open for takeout only Tuesday through Sundays. From 4 to 8 p.m., God bless them is right. They're closed on Mondays. They also have delivery with Uber Eats. And Haney and I are big supporters, and they are big supporters of us. The Pewter Mug, been in Naples since 1970. Prime rib, the best in town. Seafood, steaks.
And be careful, because you're going to want to load up at the salad bar, but don't spoil your dinner.
Let me tell you, if for delivery and all that, they'll still get the salads out to you and all that as well, too. So takeout only, Tuesday through Sundays, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Pewter Mug, North Naples. So I wanted to get that out.
What if I don't want to take my own advice and tell them I want them to build me a giant salad?
Well, you tell them and they'll probably send it to you or you can pick it up. They just don't want you in the building right now because of the
corona. I'm not around anywhere. Nowhere.
I'm telling you.
I can't even go to work.
You know, I live at a 55-plus community.
That must be full-on panic.
No. They don't care. I'm having to tell the people, go back inside, you idiots.
Oh, wait a second. This time of year, are the grandkids at the pool?
No, it's still season, but a lot of them have gone home to their main homes. But they're still all walking around, carpooling and hooping it up.
Tank topping it.
Oh, you know it. You know it. All right, let's get this thing started.
Roger that.
A lot of the festivals have been canceled, but there is one that is still going on. I want to give you all the details about it.
Move over, Coachella and South by Southwest. Get ready for the ultimate concert of the season. Social Distancing Festival 2020. Yeah. Over 25 of your favorite artists. Featuring 6 Feet Away, Out of Teepee, Wash Your Hands, Market Crash, Binge Watching, Cabin Fever, and more. Performing live on Zoom from their living rooms.
I hope you can hear this.
No massive parking lot. No giant festival stage. No standing in line to use a porta potty. It's the ultimate once-in-a-lifetime concert event. Providing there isn't another worldwide pandemic anytime soon after this one passes.
I'm all alone. All alone on the sofa.
Social Distancing Festival 2020. Streaming soon.
You know, I'll tell you, especially having to fly. And that was supposed to be done with humor, this social distancing festival. You don't like humor when you're on a jet taking you back to Florida and the captain goes on the public address in the cabin. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be a Corona-free plane all the way to Florida. However, there's plenty of Bud Light. The pilot was saying this, and I'm like, I'm not amused. I'm not amused
at all. Rascal.
Yeah.
I love it.
Corona-free. I'm like, what is he trying
That'll
to joke?
That'll set him at ease.
Yeah.
That'll set those 15 people at ease.
I swear to God, when I left Newark, New Jersey last week, the plane was delayed an hour and a half coming from Orlando. It finally lands late, hour and a half late, and they make the announcement, there are no passengers getting off the plane. We got on the plane. There were 13 people. It was strange.
I saw your plane land.
Yeah, you did. You were out by your pool, and you heard the plane come over because we were the last one of the night.
Yeah, you were the only one.
About 1 o'clock in the morning. We got a few things close to home. A woman here in Florida filmed a man and a woman that had just...
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm, that had just bought... Yeah.
If this doesn't make you mad enough to hit somebody,
sure
I
does.
Don't know what it takes.
A woman in Florida filmed a man and a woman that had just bought out the entire stock of toilet paper, napkins, and paper towels from a Dollar Tree store.
Toilet paper,
yep.
Paper towels, napkins, Kleenex, everything.
She tried to shame them as they loaded these boxes onto a truck.
Onto two vehicles.
Yeah, but the couple was defiant.
Hi. Look at this wonderful woman who just told me to go F myself and mind my own effing business, who just bought the entire store of paper towels, toilet paper. Oh, it's going to go viral. Too bad I didn't get her when she was freaking out and yelling at me.
Why don't you put video inside the store? They sold it to me.
Yeah, I see that. This is what we get. What street corner should I go to buy it from you?
The one you're hooking her on.
Oh, the one I'm the hooker on.
Ah, unbelievable. It continues.
Yeah, that one. That corner.
Yep. Jeez. This is the lowest of lows. Let's see, where does this, Tucson, Arizona, Dateline, Tucson, Arizona. Some idiot stole 29 COVID-19 test kits from a facility in Tucson.
Why?
Don't know, because they're totally useless to an average person because a facility needs to analyze them. He must have thought he could make some kind of money.
What did he think? They were like a pregnancy test?
Here's the cop. Here's the cop talking about it.
It's really disheartening at a time like this where we're supposed to be helping each other out, helping our neighbors out, looking out for one another, that somebody would take advantage of the public, the community, and try to steal these items, most likely for a monetary gain. These kits that are out there when they're outside of a medical facility are essentially useless. You actually need a medical lab that's equipped with the proper tools to be able to not only test these results, but also be able to read the results. So in the public's hands, they're very useless.
I don't get it. I don't get it. There are such greedy...
I guess he figured that, you take it into the bathroom with you, wet it a little bit. And then you see what color it turns.
So, you know, it's all, and I'm really trying hard at this. This has gotten to me in the past week, obviously, because when I was up north, it was fluid. And New Jersey, Pennsylvania, where I was at, they were changing by the hour.
I cannot believe that you did that.
Well, it wasn't as bad when I left. It was while we were up there, we were looking at websites, and they were changing by the second. And
yes.
every hour, hour and a half, whether it was the governor or the mayor of New Jersey, New York, New York City.
Home?
And I knew if we stayed another day, there would have been a situation.
If you got stuck up there, that would have sucked.
Here, a couple at a grocery store in Kentucky made a huge scene when a cashier.
Oh yeah.
When a cashier wouldn't let them buy 23 cases of Mountain Dew. That's 552 cans.
Yeah, 552 cans. Now, they were willing to let them buy like three giant cubes, but that wasn't enough.
They accused the cashier of lying to them, and another customer got it all on video.
Straight up lie. What a liar!
He's supposed to lose his mind over
such
some...
a liar.
That was a Mountain Dew.
I can't believe you're not lying, but I will. I'm telling you, you're such a liar. You just told me just now that I can go outside and come back in and get the drink. That's what you just said. But that's what you just told me.
I don't have to let you buy any of that. This ain't even worth it.
She just told me.
I know.
Wow. You are so rude. I don't see how you have a job.
23 cases.
Folks losing their minds up here for some Mountain Dew.
You got that right, baby. Mountain Dew, 23 cases of it.
You know that lady that said they're losing their mind over Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
She sounds like a good woman, like the woman that knows that it's time to stay home and eat bread and desserts
yeah,
and
yeah.
cooks
Breads
and soup.
Breads and dessert and soups. And unbelievable.
You know, just get all fat and sassy.
Yeah. You got those? Rob, you ready with those over there? He's still getting set up over there, Haney.
You know, do you need to give him the speech?
No, I don't have.
Just get all fat and
there,
sassy.
There you go.
Eat
there
bread
go.
And dessert. We'll probably sit around and eat bread and dessert.
Thank you.
You get all fat and sassy.
Get fat and sassy.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
Yeah, I think that was her.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you ever need to give Rob the speech, you know the one I'm talking
Which
about.
Which one?
Rob, when you come to work, come to work.
What are you saying?
Don't think I forgot about you there, little buddy.
Okay.
We kid because we love.
Yes, that's the way it's always been. Kid because we love. Rob, talking to that mic, make sure Haney can hear you. I think he can. See if...
I can't hear anything. Somebody shut my headphones off.
Yeah, somebody shut pretend. Your... What number are you over here?
He'll pretend it's a technical problem.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. You can hear Haney now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm not saying anything. How can he hear me?
No, now you are.
He didn't hear that.
Haney, act like you're in the studio. Okay?
That's what I'm doing right now.
All right, let's see.
I'm staring at you.
I can feel it. As we continue with things happening in stores, this is a true one, too. A pregnant woman in Missouri went into labor at a Walmart and gave birth in the toilet paper aisle. Plenty of room there.
Plenty of room there.
Plenty of room.
So we were like, okay, what do we do now? Another lady comes around the corner. She says, I'm a delivery nurse. Can I help? And we was like, yes, please. Please help us. She had gloves in her pocket. She was ready to go. Crowd control, not like the best with blood. So that was my job, is holding the sheet. Making sure that nobody invaded what privacy the poor lady still had. They're the typical fire department that shops in our store, so they were pretty proud of themselves. And then when they wheeled her out on the gurney, there were customers, of course, gathered, and she kind of raised her hand. Everyone clapped for us. You know, feel good moment. Everybody's going through so much, and with a baby, it's like everything comes full circle.
Yeah, that's nice. Did you?
Yeah. I'm sure there's nothing bad going to come of that.
Did you hear
just
about
a lot of fluids?
Yep. Oh, yeah. A lot of mopping up. You don't need that now. It's a different world after Corona. Neil Diamond.
You know, it seems like every time we go on vacation.
Every time something happens. This is, you know, it's a hurricane, a virus.
It's you. Every time you travel.
I swear to God, I think there's a damn cloud that follows me.
You know, we used to joke about it, but after decades of confirmation.
You know for a fact it's true.
I know. I've been there.
Neil Diamond's gone viral after changing the words to Sweet Caroline. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did. I think it's a great thing because everybody was ripping him off, so he decided to do it himself.
He's self-isolating. He was in his home behind a fireplace.
And you know what?
And said, what the hell? Let's change it.
He's been sick, hadn't he?
Yeah. He's got, I don't know if it's Parkinson's or somewhere. He's stopped touring. But he's still capable.
He seemed like he had it pretty much together there.
Yeah,
on that video.
And he said that he's still able to do, like, if he has to do a special event or something, he's right now healthy enough to do that. It's just the touring.
Good.
So yeah, here he is. Here's his new version of Sweet Caroline. Little piece of it from the video that's gone viral.
Hands, washing hands. Now, don't touch me. I won't touch you. Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. There's Neil Diamond.
So good. So good.
Thank you. Thank you.
thank you. Oh, if the audience only knew.
Yeah, if they only knew.
Thank you.
Kenny Rogers passed away over the weekend.
That's terrible.
It's sad.
It was supposed to be a warm summer's evening.
He passed away.
It was supposed to be a warm summer's evening on a train bound for nowhere.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to dispute our service because this clip comes to us national. But I'm going to read what it says, and I'm going to tell you how it's wrong. Singing legend Kenny Rogers passed away Friday night. He was 81.
I hope he died in his sleep.
He announced his retirement tour in 2015 and performed his final concert in Nashville on October 25th, 2017.
What was it called? Like the Gambler's
last Deal?
Something?
But that wasn't his final show. I saw him at the Barbara B. Mann on November, like, 22nd or 23rd of 2017. So I saw him in November. They say his last concert was October 25th, 2017. I saw him in November at the Barbara B. Mann.
Well, that's splitting hairs, isn't it?
Yeah, he went on a month. That wasn't his last show. I might have seen his last show for all I know.
Well, you should start saying that.
I may have did. Well, I did see Jerry Lewis's last show before he died,
Do you realize you were never going to get Mr. Lewis's approval?
Never, ever.
Because I know you always stood up to ask him a question. You thought this time he'll like me, and he never did.
Never did. No, told me to get my hand out of my pocket. It's a true story. Here's a little montage of some of Kenny Rogers' best, who passed away on Friday at the age of 81.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. Don't take your love to town. You're my lady. For years, you've never let me down. We've got tonight. Sitting at the table, there
Kenny Rogers. You know, Haney, it's strange. Before we went on vacation, somebody called up about Kenny Rogers being in the first edition. And he had a few hits with the first edition as well. Got one little clip to play for you. And I think this is the one that we played on the air like a week ago with the first edition. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Here's a little sample of it. We were just talking about it.
I pushed my soul in a deep, dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, and I was saying, we just talked about that.
Yep, and I think Ruby was also done under that banner.
Correct. Yep, he would do it as a solo, but he was with the first edition when Ruby came out.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that montage you just played. When you hear all of them back to back, no matter what kind of music is like your main thing, you realize how much Kenny Rogers is the soundtrack of a certain period of your life.
Oh, you know it. I mean, you couldn't get away from him in the 1980s.
Yeah, and the only thing that I feel bad about when it comes to Kenny Rogers, because you remember, there was a time when he was doing TV movies and Hollywood movies and hosting TV shows. I just wish he hadn't messed with his face.
Well, he wishes it too. I mean, he regretted it.
And I don't understand plastic surgery. And I know many of us were extremely frightened over the past week as Madonna continued to release videos from her bathtub, and she doesn't realize what she looks like.
Yeah.
She's frightening.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break.
And I saw somebody made a great comment and said, you know, when Madonna puts out these videos, she might want to let people know who she is first.
Unrecognizable. My God, I'm looking at the picture now. You're right. And I saw it earlier, but I didn't get a good look at her mess.
Yeah, she's in her mansion in a clawfoot bathtub with rose petals floating on the surface and rambling on about how we're all equal now.
She's gross.
You're not kidding, sir.
I got a real beauty from the local beat that we'll do when we come back.
A real beauty?
Yep.
I don't know how we're going to fit it all in because we still haven't heard what happened to you.
Oh, don't worry. But we got plenty of time because I think you're going to be isolated and everything's going to be isolation for a long time. We'll have plenty of time to talk about stuff.
As per your wishes.
Yeah, it needed to be this way. I don't need to get sick from you.
You know what? You're going to miss me.
I already do miss you, but I got to think of me.
And you know what's great for everybody?
What?
Yeah, we had our vacation, and that was planned for a long time before anything happened.
Yep.
And now we're back. And the nice thing is, your friends here in the afternoon, you can interact with us.
Yeah.
You can't catch anything from us, so that part of your life can go back to normal, because I've spoken to Dr. Bastardo, and he assures me you can't catch stupid.
Nope, you can't.
So you're okay.
Your phone calls, too, if you'd like, 277-9600, and later on in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll play a little game for you and
so
give you a chance to win.
I'm so disappointed, man. I started out this year with Hot Damn, and I thought it was going to be the best ever.
Yeah, well, so I got to take a break. All right.
You're bad news, man.
Yeah, I am.
You're bad news.
I'm a stretch
of
bad road.
I blame this on you.
You should. I'm a stretch of bad road. We're Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon as we are live. Kind of, Haney and I are not in any close proximity to each other.
But you still come in living color.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here in the studio. I've sent Haney off to a sanitarium where he's getting the help he needs. Lots of sunshine, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. He's on a chaise lounge with one of them wool gray blankets over his legs and a nice What's floppy that?
Hat. I can't right now. No, I'm really, I really am on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Stan?
Yes, Haney.
I got to go for just a second.
What's the matter?
It's medication time.
Oh, that's the best part of the day. Best part of the day.
Oh, no, she's going to bring it to me.
That's nice.
Oh, look, it looks like the kind of container candies come in.
Yeah, now take them all and don't hide them under your tongue. Make sure you take it down with lots of juice.
I'll save them for later.
This is so crazy. I mean, we were called and said, guess what? You and Haney aren't facing each other. I said, good.
No, I mean, our last day, to give you an idea of how abrupt everything has been, our last day on the air was a week ago, Friday.
Yeah.
I won't tell you the number of that day, but it was a Friday. Certain day of the month.
Right.
At the beginning of that day, we talked to Matt Mangus, who is our immediate supervisor. And we said, Matt, you know, there's a lot of weird things going on. Where do we stand? Because we were supposed to have a guest in, and and Matt was supposed to do a remote broadcast. And he's like, we are full steam ahead. They're not going to cancel this. Your guest will be in. Don't worry about it. Business as usual. And we went under that assumption up until we were on the air that afternoon. And by 4 o'clock, it had changed so completely that the order was given, all non-essential personnel, this means you, must vacate the building. And we went on and finished up our show. Stan went off on his adventure and then found out that things have gone so far that we can't even be in the same room together.
Yeah. And that for a lot of people here at Broadcast House, safe practices. The sales and office people told to work from home.
It makes perfect sense, but...
I know that we have a sports show. They split them up. We had a show we got split up. And I know over on 106, the other station, people are staying home. I've just got a special announcement, too.
In reality, you know, this is a little odd, granted, but we're very lucky to have a profession where... Yeah, we have to make some adjustments, but we can keep on going. Some people can't.
That's right. Well, I just got an announcement, Matt Mangus, just for those of you who might be holding tickets. Danny Wimmer Presents has just announced that Welcome to Rockville has been canceled and will not be rescheduled. This was just handed to me just now. Danny Wimmer Presents has just announced that Welcome to Rockville has been canceled and it will not be rescheduled. This is crazy times. It's crazy.
It is. And
When I was up north, I was talking to Matt, and he said, we need you guys back. It's, you know, there's only certain people working, but we need you back in the studio to get things rolling again this week with so much going on and so many announcements to make. And within an hour of that, he had sent word down, you two are going to be separated. They don't want more than one person in the studio. And then we're looking at, you know, because Rob's with us, but he's behind glass. He's in a completely other room. And this is the way that it's got to be. And It's affecting a lot of people. I know a lot of people are losing their jobs, and this is very, very strange times. But thank God with this company, you got Haney and I still on the air together. You got the Dave and Chuck, and everybody is going forward, and we're trying to give you a broadcast.
Yeah, and, you know, we can't really solve anything, but we can bring, you know, some normalcy.
Yep. A little bit of normalcy in your everyday life, because so many people, my wife included, they told her at her office, work at home. So she's at home in the kitchen with her computers and headsets and communicating with everybody in her company network.
And she's got a very busy job.
Yeah, she does. And doing it.
I can't imagine
doing
that. I can't imagine doing that from your kitchen.
It's bizarre for all of us.
Now, you know, I can deal with this stuff because I keep to myself for the most part anyway. Where it's really gotten to me, and where it's gotten to me is my daughter works in the medical field. And I had a conversation with her. And
you she's got to go to work.
Yeah. And, you know, we keep our spirits up. But, you know, it was a little bit sad when she goes, I know, obviously, it's probably going to be quite a while before I can see you.
Yeah.
And, you know, last year was the big year for marriages. So her husband works for a big company here in town. And he started last week with working at home. So it goes down the line and, you know, you kind of start to figure out how this affects you as an individual.
Yeah, it's affecting
now,
everybody.
For me,
very little.
Oh, Stan, I hate to say this because it's in such poor taste, but it's glorious. I mean,
yeah, for you, this is perfect. This is the way you'd like it.
I think there are two people that don't mind it all that much and might say it's pretty good. I cannot wait to see the episodes of Curb that come out of this.
Oh, I know. Because, well, their season's just about done. They got one more episode left. That's it. Then it's over for years.
Well, I've been milking it. I'm only about halfway through because I can't stand for it to be over.
I know. It's tough. You know what? I was going to do the local beat this break. We're going to hold off. I got a good one on the local beat. And if we have enough time, I'll give people a chance to win something. I think we have. Rob, we got a prize sheet, don't we? Yeah, we got a prize sheet.
Come on. Because I want to hear about your travels. We haven't heard anything
about it. I've got a couple minutes on the travel right now. But I'll just let everybody know. I'll do the local beat when we come back. I got a couple of minutes to tell you.
Are we coming up against a hard break?
A hard break is coming up. I don't know what the hell that means. And I've been in this for close to 40 years. Thank you.
A hard break is when you want to cut somebody off, but you don't want to seem rude.
Yep, we're coming up on a hard break. What the hell? I will say this about my vacation, and I'll tell you this inside of 3 minutes. I was up there in New Jersey and Pennsylvania for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I got there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And on Monday, we got up there and saw my wife's family. And on Tuesday, I went and spent time with my mom and my stepdad, her husband.
How was she?
She says hi, by the way.
Oh, God bless her.
But she's not doing well health-wise, and I wanted to get up there. Planned it months ago. Wednesday, we were my wife and I were going to go and do something. You know, there were plenty. Maybe go into the city. Maybe
you
go
mean a recreational idea.
A recreational idea. Maybe a Broadway show. Obviously, we were thinking about a hockey game or a basketball game. That all went out the window before we went up there. And so I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do for the one day that we could do something, because on Thursday we were going to go see my mom again, and we were going to go say goodbye to her family. And so we said, well, maybe we can go into the city. And that all went out the window. And it was so fluid. So I said, you know what? Why don't we go and do Gettysburg? Okay, Gettysburg's open. Closed it all down.
Like that day.
Okay, we can't go into either Philadelphia. We can't go into New York. We can't go to Gettysburg. I said, a lot of Philadelphia, or not Philadelphia, but Pennsylvania's full of they're cavern tours where you go 3,000 feet under the ground and get to go into caverns and
sure,
stuff. Really
yeah.
cool stuff. They're all closed. There was one in the Pennsylvania mountains, and we looked at it, open for business. It's a place, and I don't know how many people have ever gone to this because it's very historic. It's called a Penn's Cave. And it's in the Pennsylvania mountains.
What, like Poconos?
Yeah. We took a drive. It was a 2.5-hour drive to get up there. So high up, as you're driving, your ears are popping.
Those are the mountains that, you remember that story I told you about my little brother?
Those
are the mountains that did it. Yep.
So we get up there, and this place is open. I'm like, everything is closed. We're eating out of our car or going back to the hotel room and eating in the hotel room because nothing is open. Not a thing is open. But this place, Penn's Cave, is open. And so we walk up to the place in the middle of nowhere. And we're going down these small roads, and we're waiting for somebody to go and haul us off into the woods. We get up there. Suddenly it all opens up. And there's buffalo up there, there's mountain lions, there's elk, and there's this big giant building and an old hotel. And I said, are you guys open? Oh, we're open. How did you guys get to stay open? They said, we're agricultural.
Why wouldn't we be?
Yeah, they said, we're agricultural.
Why, is something going on?
Yeah. We got 15,000 acres. We feed corn and wheat and all that stuff to farms and animals all across the state. I said, so you're open? They said, yeah. I said, is your cave tour open? Sure is.
We got went up saltwater taffy.
They had a big huge store where you pan for minerals. They got wildlife all and the cave thing. And so that's what
about
what we
stick
did.
Candy?
Plenty of stick candy.
Licorice.
But it was unbelievable.
Licorice whip.
Yep. Yep, and she and I had a private tour, because nobody else was there, of the canyon, the cavern. It was awesome.
Well, you got away with something.
Yep, and then came back into town and ate a box lunch from a fast food joint in the car.
Oh, jeez.
There you go. All right, we got to take a break.
That was kind of a letdown.
Yeah, it was. You want to talk about a letdown? It was either that or stay in the hotel room. Oh, in the hotel room, which promised
bet you... Bet you wish you'd upgraded that.
Well, they went and they're talking about, you know, continental breakfast every morning. They couldn't serve breakfast, so they gave you something in a bag, a juice and a muffin in a bag. Yeah. And then they wouldn't come into your room, so you had to strip the sheets on your own bed and leave it out in the hallway.
Oh, for God. What's the point?
Who would have known? So I got to take a break.
And, is it a hard break?
Hard break. Haney and I will be right back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon with the Stan and Haney show. Back from vacation, Haney at an undisclosed location, as we've been told to separate.
We need to distance ourselves from each other.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. This is bothering the hell out of me. Not the fact that you're not here. I don't mind that a bit. It's just
what?
The whole thing that's going on right now. Because
I don't know what's bothering you then.
No, it's just...
I thought it would bother you that you couldn't see me. That's okay. What is it that's bothering you then?
This is getting to me.
I would think you're happy.
This is, but by not seeing you?
Yes.
Well, it makes things calmer in here. But
They always said I brought energy to a room.
I don't want you making me sick. Okay.
Me?
Yeah.
Stan, I have had contact with no one. You've been through Newark effing airport.
You know what? You want to know? I'll tell you about that, too.
That's all anybody was talking about is they're like, yeah, we're all fine. We're adjusting. But, man, when Stan gets back, nobody wants to be near him.
So I'm leaving, and I'm at Newark Airport, and I'm telling my wife, I said, once we get in there.
So when did you leave?
Thursday night, about 10:36 p.m.
When did you go? When did you go to there?
Go to New Jersey?
Yeah.
I left on Monday morning, like at 6 o'clock a.m. Okay. And then came back Thursday night. It actually landed Friday morning.
So you were during that time period where every day there were more restrictions.
It was so fluid as far as them. And I'll say this for everybody down here in Southwest Florida. They were about 4 or 5 days ahead of the closing of this and the closing of that before it actually came down here. I was surprised when I came back that there were still actually some things open. Everything there had completely shut down. The only thing on the road were trucks.
How crowded was Newark when you were coming and going?
If you and I were going through the airport, we'd say there's a lot of people here. But according to everybody that I talked to who goes through Newark a lot, it was half capacity, two-thirds capacity below, only like a third full.
Huh.
And I had there was about maybe 40-something, half-filled going up to New Jersey, 13 coming home. So it was they were feeling. I mean, they had break-ins and press conferences like every half hour about what they were closing next. And I stayed away. There was anything you could do. What are you going to do? I was either going to go to those caverns up in the middle of nowhere or sit in the room. Not going to do that.
Well, it's different for you because I have the luxury of being by myself. You have a young bride that is at your side constantly.
Here's what gets me, though, Haney, is that, and this is what's probably frustrating me the most. When we were up there, it was cold. It was, for us, afternoon highs in the mid-40s. But crystal clear skies, beautiful breeze. It had that crisp feeling out there. And you're saying,
almost turning into Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, biggest star in the world. I said, this is a type of weather you want to be out doing stuff. And you can't, even when it came back down here. And they're telling you everything's closed, beaches closed, everything's closed. It was a beautiful weekend, but you can't do anything because of the corona.
You know who is
frustrating?
The happiest man in the world about the corona?
Mark Haney.
No, I would never say that.
Well, it's your lifestyle. It's perfect.
I've just been preparing for the past several years.
Who's the happiest?
No. The guy that's the happiest about all of this.
Yeah.
A gentleman by the name of Andrew Gillum.
Oh, yep.
That's the only way that gets on the back page.
Yeah.
That's the only way. Nobody really heard about that.
Going to have ourselves a little party in Miami.
How many days do you think that would have dominated national news?
It would have dominated national news a little bit. It would have dominated, obviously, Florida news that the Democratic nominee, not candidate,
came within
nominee,
a couple of votes of being governor.
I'm looking at sprawled out pictures, drugs, booze.
Did you see the picture of him on the floor?
Yes, I did. Thank goodness they got it pixelated. All right.
Well, they have to. You don't want to frighten people.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
But you know what? Because of the time that it happened, I wonder if people will remember that when he makes his inevitable comeback.
Yeah, because this...
this was bad.
Bad. If you haven't read it, read it, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Briefly.
Yes, go ahead.
Andrew Gillum's version of the story is that he attended a wedding celebration in Miami, and he may have been overserved.
That's what his story claims.
The police report finds Andrew Gillum nude on the floor, vomiting, incoherent, in a room where there are multiple baggies of crystal meth, and his dear friend, who just so happens to be a male prostitute and porn star, is overdosing on the bed, and there's another gentleman that called out of concern.
Yeah.
And they're all nude.
Yep, nude. Couple of votes away.
And so, evidently, somehow, that situation involving, a gay romp and crystal meth made Mr. Gillum realize he may have an alcohol problem.
Yeah, that's what he says. He's going to go to alcohol rehab.
I didn't hear anything about alcohol being in the room.
No. He claimed he was overserved. There was meth.
At a wedding.
Yeah.
But
with three nude men.
The gentleman that he was with, who's featured on, I think, rentboy.com.
I don't know.
Where he's famous. Yeah, he said he didn't know anything about a wedding.
Yeah, what wedding? Let's do the local beat.
I may have been overserved.
Yeah, good boy. Yeah, yeah. Well, a couple of votes away from being our governor.
Not that there's anything wrong.
No.
Oh, wait a second. There is something wrong with
that. Yeah, it's called meth. I got a beauty for you coming right out of here, out of Collier County. I read this story, and this guy wasn't going anywhere, and he was the boss, so he thought. Headline. Driver opened beer with his teeth, began drinking in front of deputies.
It happens.
Dateline Naples. Collier County Sheriff's deputies arrested a man after he was seen sipping a Corona beer while driving. Collier County Sheriff's deputies eventually located the gray Chevy Astro van after searching the area south of Manatee Road on Collier Boulevard. Other drivers had seen the person behind the wheel of the van drinking a beer. 34-year-old Carlos Renan Bonilla Escobar.
You sure it's not Bonilla?
Bonilla.
Like Bobby Bonilla?
Bonilla. Bonilla.
Yeah.
It's four names. Carlos Renan Bonilla Escobar, 34.
I believe it's pronounced Escobar.
Escobar. Was trying to start the van when deputies arrived, but the engine wouldn't turn over. When deputies asked Bonilla Escobar what he was doing, he looked at them in a drunken trance, grabbed a bottle of Corona beer, put the bottleneck in his mouth, and removed the cap with his teeth and started drinking in front of them.
That's a real man.
Bonilla Escobar refused to cooperate with deputies who were asking for his driver's license. Bonilla Escobar was quoted as saying, "I don't have one. You think you're taking me to jail? You're not taking me to jail."
Hell yeah.
Deputies then saw the driver pick up a claw hammer from the passenger seat. Bonilla Escobar was still refusing to cooperate and then proceeded to pick up a serrated knife. After drawing their weapons, deputies managed to get Bonilla Escobar to drop the knife. Then they tased him.
Well done, boys.
Yep. They managed to get him out of the van. Bonilla Escobar put up quite a fight with the deputy, so they say. But he did end up at the Naples Jail Center for booking and processing. Bonilla Escobar, never submitted to a breathalyzer. So there you go.
Well, good work by our law enforcement friends. And
absolutely.
I can't think of a better time to remind you, Stan, diversity is our strength.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel better for knowing that.
Well, the more you know.
Yeah, the more you know. The more you know about Escobar, the more you know about Gillum, you're
He's
more
getting
informed.
The help that he needs,
yes.
Stan.
You know,
he's a happily married man.
I'm going to be honest with you. I read the story. I knew that he claimed alcohol. I knew that he claimed a wedding and all of this. When Rob flashed up on the screen, the nudes, that was the first I had seen of the pixelated crotchal area of the nudes with him lying on the floor.
In his own vomit.
Yes, and the vial of substance on the floor.
I didn't see any alcohol.
Did not see, not in that room, I didn't see any.
And I didn't hear it mentioned either.
And his buddies didn't know anything about a wedding?
Nope.
But
he may have been overserved.
May have been. May have been.
The police said they were unable to interview Gillum because he was incoherent.
He could have been our governor. Wow. You ready? You got
it was
your...
a lot closer than I like.
It's a yellowish vomit.
Yep.
It's
frothy.
Very frothy. All right, Rob, you don't have to zoom it in. I don't need to be zoomed in. I can see what the hell that is. Thank God they pixelated.
God, what is wrong with people?
And what kind of vomit is that? I mean, what is that? That looks like some kind of...
That's bile.
Some kind of chowder? What is that?
I think the liver was rejecting everything.
Yeah. Is he body shaved?
What I don't understand...
I think he's got a full body wax.
What I don't understand is if you know that you've got a kink like that...
Yeah.
Why would you want to be in the public eye?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. I'm not even... Just take it for what it is. And I'm looking at that picture. I swear to God.
It's an eyeful, isn't it?
It's an eyeful. Full body shave, too. I know.
At least he's, the grooming aspect of his life is going well.
Very classy.
Yeah.
You got
sure
your
his
copy
wife
over
is
there?
Proud.
You got your copy?
Copy that.
Okay. All right. You want to shut that off?
Not really, but
well,
I will.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, these
Did
days.
It sound all right?
Yeah, it sounded fine.
Okay, so we'll be good to go
we're
for
good.
The other
deal? Oh, absolutely. All right. Sure. Well, the other deal, yes.
Roger that.
10-4. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And coming your way
in
three, two, and.
You know, these days, it's never just one device or one person using your Wi-Fi. It's two, three, sometimes four devices at once per person. So if this sounds like your house, and likely it does, you're going to need gig speed internet from Xfinity to keep it all going.
And that's not even counting the neighbors.
That's true. Who'd steal?
believe me, whether it's gaming, streaming movies and shows, working from home, or using your smart speakers to blast some tunes, Xfinity delivers turbocharged speed for all your needs. So go on, check your smartwatch while you stream a movie and download that presentation. You are a multitasking champion.
You sure
are. Gig speed internet from Xfinity powers all your devices, so you'll never miss a beat. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Xfinity delivers gig speeds to more homes than anyone. Check out their amazing offers on packages with gig or get started with internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply.
And you know what? Another reason to be glad you're not in Europe, because they're not allowed to watch movies in 4K.
That's right. We are. We can watch.
We are. But you know why?
Why?
Because we're the United States of effing America.
Rob, get that picture of Gillum off there and stop zooming in on it.
Please, Rob.
We'll be back.
If I have to come down there.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
96 K-Rock.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
K-Rock. From rock's greatest hit.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Boy, that was nice hearing good guy Joe Biden.
Oh, you
there.
Better believe it.
You know, we would have heard a lot more from him because he was going to do like a daily speech from his house.
Yeah, I know.
But his ceilings are too low, so we all lose out.
He was doing one just in response to the corona, and I guess somebody wasn't moving his cue cards fast enough for him, and he got all discombobulated.
Yeah, and that's because they weren't moving the cue cards properly.
That's
it's
right.
Nothing to do with him.
Nothing.
Okay?
Nothing.
He's fine.
Yeah, nothing. Let's go.
He's great.
Let's go to the phones.
And I'm telling you,
yes,
the people have spoken. Everybody else is, you know, Bernie's going to wise up and get out, but everybody else has. And I think, if anything, going through what we're going through right now, it really makes you take a hard look at Joe Biden and say, the people have spoken. There's a leader.
Yep. ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan Haney, it's Matt from Cape Coral.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, I won some barbecue sauce a while back, but yeah. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Don't worry about it. Are you familiar with what's going on in the country?
I want to donate that, my friend.
Well, look.
Fine. I got somebody I want to give it to.
Yeah, good. I'll keep it here, but we're closed.
Thank you, Matt.
We're closed, Matt.
I understand that.
All right, brother.
All right. You're
a prince of a man, whatever, Matt.
Whatever.
Tell Rob to give a bottle of that to Eli.
All right. I'll let him know that.
All right.
Right,
be advised.
Okay. I'll
because
he was
cooking some ribs this week, and I said, "Are you seriously? You haven't tried it, and you'll be proud of me, Stan."
Yeah.
First one's always free.
Of course, there are places you can buy it. But I appreciate that guy letting know he can't pick it up.
Yeah. Well, he's donating it. So I took the donation,
yeah,
and I've now earmarked that for someone that would like it.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm just so glad he called. I'm so glad he called in.
All you had to do is tell me that you want to get him a bottle of the thing. This guy right here, nobody's picking up anything.
I know. Let's all pretend.
Just want to let you know I'm donating it. Good. I appreciate
that. I wanted to make him feel good about himself.
He has to do. Look, I'm going to tell you.
Do you know we have a job to do here,
yeah,
and it's not breaking morales.
I am so fed up with some of this stuff.
Oh, what was that? A breeze? Are you flapping your wings at me?
Yes. And I won't get into a whole lot of details. But my wife has an uncle that's not the brightest bulb, and
not the one that I met.
No,
that guy's sharp.
You better, Uncle Mike is great.
Love Uncle Mike.
This one wasn't at the wedding, for good reason.
No.
But
probably for the best.
But he's going around. He lives in New Jersey, and he calls up.
What exit?
I don't know because I don't want to know where he lives. So I don't even ask what exit. Rob would know, but I'm not going to.
I don't think he would.
So he's gone around, and he's talking about, yeah, I guess they closed the beaches. I just want to let you know they closed the beaches down there,
yeah,
your way,
yeah,
down in Florida. And up here, nobody's supposed to go anywhere. You're supposed to stay at home. I went this way. He's on the road. He's like a traveling carrier. He will not stay at home. He's buzzing around in his car all the time, and we're like saying to him, you know you're supposed to stay in. Yeah, that's what they're telling everybody to do, and I think they should. By the way, I gotta go here, I gotta go there, and he just wouldn't stop. And this guy, I just want to let you know I can't come by to pick it up. Well, of course you can't.
Got to go down to the park and lick the swing set.
Yes. I mean, all right, I understand. This is a whole different ball of wax, and I'm on pins and needles.
No, and what's going to be our downfall is not the virus. That just may be the delivery method.
Yeah.
But the idiots will do us in.
I know.
Because there is no rational reason for any store shelves to be empty of anything.
None.
If everybody would just calm the F down.
And do what they're supposed to do.
Everything would be moving along smoothly.
They're begging people to get off the beaches because people were going on the beaches, and so they had to close down the beaches. I saw on my Facebook of a radio person, female, who no longer works with us but did, sending word out through Facebook of all the beaches that aren't being patrolled right now and that they can go and keep partying. I don't get it. Just stay away.
You know, if it wasn't spring break, I don't think it would be to the extent that it is.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't see a problem with people going to the beach.
6 feet.
Minimum.
6 feet. You know, this is spring.
That would be, I think that would be just fine, but that's not what's going on.
Of course not.
What I did like to see is it's very rare that I look at the comments section after a newspaper article, but for some reason I did this time, and I was very heartened because in Miami, there was a guy going around taking videos, and there were a lot of black people at the beach, and the cops had orders to clear the beach. And, you know, everybody's out there, and they're mouthy, and they're drunk, and it's everybody's there, but there happens in this shot to be a lot of black college kids. And the cops are out there. They've got no protective gear on, but they've got orders to clear the beach, and nobody wants to clear the beach and all this. And it started to take off where, look how racist the police are. Ugh. And then all of a sudden, I look at the comments, and the snapback to that attitude was incredible. Just like I think people are finally starting to get to the point where when the president talks about a virus from China, that's not racist.
It isn't. That's where it came from.
So maybe there's a little bit of common sense leaking through inadvertently. I don't know.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, we had road watchers call in about this. We're aware of it. By the way, State Road 80 out there, Alva LaBelle Way, pretty messed up right now. There's crash Fort Myers, Tyrone Avenue, and Palm Beach Boulevard causing a lot of delays. Also, hit and run Fort Myers, 10,000 block of Shepherd Street right by the reef. And in Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, McGregor Boulevard and Camelot Drive. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he is right now with today's headlines. It's in about an hour.
Boy, I was a little taken aback by that traffic report, Stan.
What do you mean?
Well, I would think with only essential personnel out on the roads that they'd be better drivers.
You'd think that, but you still got hit and runs, disabled vehicles, and crashes.
Yeah. You know, probably a couple of nurses ran into each other.
Yeah, let's hope not. We need them.
No kidding. You talk about heroes.
You better believe it. Now, those frontline, the first responders, nurses, doctors, hats off. I mean, you are in a situation that's very risky, and you're stepping up, and we appreciate what you're doing.
We are. We're proud of all of you. I'm proud of my daughter. She's still working hard and knowing full well the risk that she's taking. Coming up in less than an hour, we'll have things you didn't know, and we'll probably have more than you want about the Corona and various sundry and other items.
Uh-huh.
How's that?
You're having problems seeing it on your computer screen, aren't you?
Today is National Puppy Day. A man ate 40 pizzas in 30 days. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense.
What?
We'll fix it tomorrow. Coming your way in less than an hour on the news. No, what it is...
You need glasses is what you need.
What it is that we have done this show for so long, we have a very well-established routine.
Yes,
it's
yes.
proven to work.
Yes.
And that routine has been interrupted.
Yes.
Because
yes,
when I bring you the headlines and the news and all that, I am holding a piece of paper in my hand.
Hard copy.
Now, I have the information on a screen in front of me, but it's not the same. And I don't know what to tell you. It's my personal failing, and I apologize. And tomorrow, by courier, hopefully I'll have paper and I can relax.
Gotcha. That's good. We appreciate that. What about the fluffer? Are you able to do the fluffer?
Easily.
Okay, laughter.
See, I sacrificed the headlines so that I would have that ready.
I see.
Because you know what I'm going through is about 112 pages long.
Yep.
And I got to find the point and hope I don't bump it.
Laugh.
Like I just did.
Yep, laughter. Laughter. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
You smell something cooking?
I do smell something cooking.
Chicken!
There it is!
You know, folks, we're here to help.
Are we? We are. I guess, yes, we are. We provide a service.
We're here to hopefully elicit a chuckle, a guffaw, a titter. Hopefully, at minimum, a smile. With that in mind, we realize it's hard not to feel left down, what with the end of the world coming and
Stop
all.
Stop it!
What?
Nothing. Your inside thoughts, outside thoughts.
Copy that. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
Things to still be happy about.
Oh, jeez. Top things to still
did
be happy...
Did you snort?
I did. I did. Top things to...
I didn't think that warranted a snort.
I did. I caught it off guard there. You know, as I get older, you know, two things that keep growing as you get older, your ears and your nose.
Yep. And the hair that goes with them both. And go into the barbershop and go, hey, take a little bit off the front, a little bit off the side.
Top things to be happy about.
Well, I just checked and, yep. The internet still has porn.
It does. It does. Yeah. They're even making coronavirus porn.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, I know.
Very few reports of stores with booze shortages.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in New York, they deem the liquor store an essential service.
Really?
They did, yeah. Really? Cuomo did.
I didn't know that.
Stand up your right to party, baby.
Hell yeah. Who's with me? Let's all go down to Key Waden and get our pictures on TV.
Stand up your right to party, baby.
Let's get the boat loaded up with beer and babes, head out to Key Waden and call the TV station. Look at me.
Stand up your
I'm
right
shirtless.
To party,
baby. You! Top things to still be happy about.
Yes.
As far as you can tell, no one around you suspects you're the dude who took a bite of that delicious Chinese bat.
Do you have on your box your little laugh deal there?
What, you can't hear it?
No, you've got to go a little louder on that, because we were using it as background. Now that's got to be an enforcer. What do you have? It's like, what do you got to do? Open up the hood of a 65 Dodge? Good.
I am. Yeah, actually, it's a carburetor issue.
Okay, well, that's better.
Either that or the intake manifold. I got to.
What is it? Top things make you feel better.
I got to get my ratchet set.
Oh, please.
If you need a seat on the bus, all you have to do is cough and everyone moves.
Yes, you got that right.
Not interested. Have a good day.
Thank you. You can do nothing but sit on your ass, binge watch TV 24 hours a day, and feel like a gosh darn patriot. Thanks to your habits, you already have plenty of Kleenex and lotion.
Hey! By the way, did Richard ever bring you your case of Kleenex?
No.
He didn't?
No. He bootlegged it.
What do you mean he bootlegged it?
Well, he told you he was going to bring it to me, and now he's probably out selling it.
Yeah, he probably is. Yeah, he never brought it to you.
No.
That's too bad.
Wonder what happened to it.
He said he was on his way over. He was going to drop you off a whole case of it. Toodaloo, toodaloo.
Yeah, we're going to have to work out more code words since I can't see you now.
Yeah, I know that. It's got to be a lot of code.
Toodaloo, toodaloo.
Paul, here's Richard. Did you bring him his Kleenex?
No, I told you I needed to steal a box because my nose was running down the front of my face.
You told me he needed. Oh,
no, I didn't.
Wait a second.
I said
his nose is running.
Steal a box from Haney because
your nose is running.
Yes.
The whole reason I'm here is to be not near.
I will bring him any boxes he wants tomorrow. I can't
hear that.
Yeah, he's talking because he doesn't have headphones on. He's just responding.
Jesus Christ, what's he doing over here with a runny nose?
Yeah, he's over at your house with a runny nose.
I have allergies. What do you want?
He says it's allergies, Haney.
I take my temperature. You want to see my temperature skit thing? I have a whole report.
Like, I don't want to know.
Here. I want you to see. I take it twice a day.
Are you running a fever?
No.
Why would anybody take their temperature twice a day?
Yeah, why would anybody take their temperature twice a day?
Sure, I'm not
98.2 he is on your FM dial.
Yeah.
It's a little low.
I know that I'm not running a fever.
We may need to bring him up. Fill a bathtub with scalding water.
Sorry about that, folks.
Nah, you aren't.
Not really. No, I'm not. Not at this point. Thank you, Richard. Sorry.
You finally have a reasonable excuse to do nothing.
Yeah.
These are the top things you can still be happy about.
All right.
Well, you finally got enough time to finish building that sex bench you've been working on.
Oh, sorry.
But Richard's fine.
Yeah, he is. Just a runny nose and checks his temperature twice a day.
For no reason. Routine. Your neighbor's Netflix password still works.
Yep.
You guys think you're funny.
Yeah, okay.
Stop it.
You know
what? You really do?
Where'd you come from?
You think this is funny?
And finally, the very top thing you can still be happy about.
Yes.
Well, you still have your health, don't you?
Yeah.
But have you been tested yet?
No.
Trucks harder than ever.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right, Billy.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, I left the building.
Email. You can still email us from your home to our computer here in the office, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Let's see what we got here. This is from Colin. Again, we were gone for a week, and people have stewed on these things. Or maybe they heard it during the best of. Colin wanted to tell us about his longest drive. This was a question of the week, I think a week ago or so.
6 years ago. Yeah.
6 years ago. Your phones are always busy when I try to call in. I don't get that. I try to call, but I wanted to tell you the longest trip I took in one sitting with no rests other than fuel and food and bathroom breaks was 17 hours and 38 minutes, a total of 1,098 miles. I've done it four times now, driving to Illinois from Florida to see family and friends. And I'll tell you right now, I'll do it again, says Colin. Thank you, Colin. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I saw a very good concert on PBS. Have you guys ever heard of the group called the Fab Four? They are a Beatles tribute band.
Yeah, didn't we see them in Vegas?
We saw a great one when we were in Vegas a few years back.
I don't know. It might have been the rum talking, but they were pretty good.
Yeah, they were, but we were drinking a lot of rum. The members, to some degree, look like them, and they definitely sound like them.
Yeah, that's got to be the ones we saw.
Pretty good concert. How did you know that Richard Pryor helped write the script to Blazing Saddles? He also was Mel Brooks' first choice to play the sheriff. Now, this weekend for sports was god-awful. It was so bad, I was watching the college championship game of cornhole. That's how bad it is. I hate this term, but I guess it is what it is. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Did you see on ESPN2 all day yesterday, they ran the Ocho.
I love that.
They had every routine. Frog jumping, cup stacking. They had all this crazy stuff.
Brought to you by Summer's Eve Douche.
When we come back, we're going to take a trip in the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week. In a particular year, we're going to be middle of the pack. We're going to take a look at 15 through 11 on the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. This is the Stan and Haney program. For a Monday, Mark Haney in the news.
I think it's working.
Mark Haney in the news in about 25 minutes or so. We're going to go into the Wayback Machine.
Do you think so?
What? Do I think what?
That it's working.
I think we're okay. We're okay under the circumstances. We sound pretty damn good compared to other stations.
I think that we come across as professional.
Yes. Yeah. I agree to that, too.
One thing that the audience has always been curious about, Stan, is do you and I communicate off the air? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Not if we can help it.
Yeah.
But there are times when we have to.
Did you need to talk to me?
What, now?
Yeah.
You know, I thought there was something, but I can't remember.
I don't think there's anything.
No.
Although there is something, and somebody was right. I hear
just about the paper.
About that. I'll get that. There is a sound in here, and I know what people have been saying. It sounds like a blinker, like a traffic blinker. And if we don't say anything, I can hear it.
It's make-believe. They were saying that even before we went on vacation.
I know, but I'm hearing it now loud and clear.
Well, it's clearly a component failing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
So when something finally breaks, when it finally gives, by God, then you'll know what it is.
Yep.
But
why
why
can't we see each other, set up some kind of thing? We're a digital company now, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know why we're bothering with radio.
This should be all set up where I can see on a big screen and we can look at each other.
I don't know. D-Train can do it with his brother, but I
know
I don't
it. All right. What were you saying?
I'm telling you right now, if we both had Xboxes, we'd have this thing whipped.
Yeah, you can talk around the world.
Yeah. But my point was about our communication.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of back and forth. And as you know, if you listen to this show, that many times Stan and I will get into an endless round of thank yous.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haney.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thank you. From thank the bottom you. Of my heart, thank you.
I thank you profusely.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, the same thing goes on off the air, and it's going to get ugly before it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll complete whatever business we have to discuss with a thank you, which in turn generates another thank you.
Yep.
And then it escalates because we've started using GIFs.
Yeah, little emojis, little GIFs with a little. I think you sent me one with a teddy bear or something hugging with a bunch of hearts that say thank you.
Yeah.
Then I sent you a Skywriter.
Yeah. And then today I sent you the one with the guy from The Office saying
thank you. I loved that one. I loved it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Some things don't end
with
the end of the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, it's so ugly.
Well, you know, we both want to thank each other from the bottom of our hearts, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Just one thing on the board, and it's a crash in Bonita Springs, West Terry Street and Old 41 Road right by the 7-Eleven. We do it every week. We take a look back at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. We're going to go to the middle of the pack. We're going to go to number 15 through 11. These were just out of the top 10 this particular week. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1977.
I remember. You heard it. I'll bet you danced to it. Not so long ago. Now let's live it up again.
With who?
With Stan and Haney. Number 15.
Oh, this is a great one. You got it? There it is. Crank it up a little louder. Little more. The great Tom Jones. Give me some volume. Belt it out.
Working on it, standby.
Okay, appreciate it. Lift the hood of that 65 Dodge. Ah, there we go. There we go. You got it.
And we're through. Say you'll stay until tomorrow.
Good. Perfect.
I need you. The words have all been said. Your mind's made up to go. You're standing by the bed like someone I don't know. Your love has died, and there is nothing you can do. Though you try, yes, you try, you can't live with a lie. So say you stay until tomorrow.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Can you hear me whistling?
Oh, yes. Sounds like a morning dove.
Yeah.
No.
So great.
I've known
he's
for
always
some
been great.
Time now, but things just ain't been right. Because when we try to talk, we both get so uptight. But now you've told the truth, and I know where I stand. Though it hurts. Give me time, I'll get by. So say you stay until tomorrow. I can't face the night alone. Though I know it's over.
That is a superstar.
Yeah. That's Tom Jones right there, number 15 this week in 1977. Coming in at number 14, the Atlanta Rhythm Section. So into you.
I can't think of nothing else.
See, that one's a little bit lower. That's got to come up a little bit, a little a bump up. They're all recorded differently. There we go.
I was captured by your style, but I could not get you back. Now I stand here helplessly, hoping you'll get into me. I am so into you.
A rhythm section from Atlanta.
Yes. Some of them were members of the Classics Four.
Thank you, Haney. Number 14.
Nice job.
Thank you. Atlanta Rhythm Section, so into you. Coming in at number 13, Kansas. A very overplayed song on rock stations.
But it has to be done.
It has to be.
And this is one of those, if you're going to play it at all, you got to play it right.
Yeah.
Just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion.
I was soaring ever higher.
But I flew too high.
Though
see.
This is poetry.
Yeah, this is smart rock. Smart people like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, smart rock.
Very pretentious.
All right, there you go. That was number 13, Kansas, and Carry On, Wayward Son. Number 12.
Something on your mind, Stan?
Yeah, I got love on my mind, Haney. Miss Natalie Cole.
You spiked the ball, my friend.
Yeah.
Always felt bad for her.
Had a tough life.
You know, she was a relative, you know, the Cole family would be at some, you know, big fundraiser or something like that, honoring Nat. And the Cole family would get taken aside. How is she?
How's she doing?
She's doing better. She'll be okay.
She had the highest of highs and the lowest of lows.
She made some great music.
Yeah, she did.
Tell me about it, sugar.
Something happened there. When you touch me, I can't resist.
And you've touched me a thousand times. Who is she into? Horse?
Yeah. And homeless and went into a few other things. Very talented, too.
You wonder how that could happen. You know, Superman's girlfriend, yeah. Natalie Cole. Not even bringing up the link letter, kids.
That's Natalie Cole. She's got what I've got on my mind, love. Last one we're going to take a look at, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. Paul McCartney and Wings, number 11. Live version, which was the 77 version. Hall & Oates and Rich Girl.
Just saw John Oates was bragging about how many women he slept with.
Oh, yeah. He's the Wilt Chamberlain of short guys with mustaches.
Yeah, he claims to have invented mustache rides.
Mark Haney and the News is next. You know, the
terrible thing is I don't doubt it.
No, they were popular.
And he rocked a big stash.
Oh, he had a great one.
High maintenance.
Yes, it is. It's got to be crumbed.
Yep.
We're going to take a break. Get you some news from Mark Haney when we come back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Sizzling, hizzling, after hizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday afternoon, back from vacation, but Haney and I have not seen each other. He's
and we
away.
Shan't. We
no,
shan't.
I don't see it happening in the foreseeable future.
No. What if we never saw each other again?
That would break my heart. I'd tell you that.
I'm
right
glad
now.
To hear you say that because still not convinced that this wasn't just a plot of yours.
Well, I did. They asked my suggestions. I said, get Haney
and
out
you
of
were
the building.
Very detailed with your suggestion.
Yep. I said, it's for the best. He needs to be almost at a sanitarium.
I feel like I'm convalescing.
Yeah, well, you are. I want to see a strong Haney, a vibrant Haney, when you come back into the studio in 2021.
Well, let's not rush things.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. I do want to pass this along. Matt Mangus brought this to us a little earlier today. And anybody that might have tickets or are hoping for a reschedule or anything like that, Danny Wimmer Presents has just announced that Welcome to Rockville has been canceled and it will not be rescheduled. So I just wanted to let everybody know.
Well,
nothing surprising.
This would be the point where Rob plays that drop.
What drop? What drop is that?
Where the guy says, "I'm not interested."
Not gonna
thank
happen.
You.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! There it
canceled.
Is.
Canceled.
No. No, not those.
Which one?
The guy where the guy says, "Thank you, not interested." Have a
not
nice
interested.
Day.
Have a good day.
Yep.
Well,
that was a nice bonus. So go ahead and make the announcement again and let him hit the right one.
Oh, okay. I thought they all worked, but I know which one you're talking about.
But it was mixed in there,
yes.
So he lost
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank you, Haney. All right. Danny Wimmer Presents has just announced that Welcome to Rockville has been canceled and it will not be rescheduled.
Not interested. Have a good day.
Perfect.
Take it.
Now, all right, now you're getting carried away. Too much of a good thing.
Yeah, he's getting button happy is what he's getting right now.
See, all I asked for was that one thing.
Not interested.
Oh,
have a good day.
Yeah.
Right there.
And one other thing I want to throw out there, because you've heard us talking about it. So many places are being hit hard. Restaurants especially, with the Corona. And K-Rock has done a pretty cool thing, and we want as many restaurants involved with this as possible. K-Rock is supporting local businesses during the coronavirus outbreak, with local restaurants and small businesses experiencing a number of restrictions on how they can participate in the current climate. The Beasley Media Group, Fort Myers, are helping our partners, neighbors, and community by setting up Operation Gift Card to get the word out on local restaurants and businesses in Southwest Florida who offer gift cards for purchase on their websites. Now, if you know a local business that does so, let us know. Just click on Operation Gift Card, that banner at 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app, and get word out because so many people can't sit down and have a meal anymore. They got to use takeout, and restaurants can really use the business. So get yourself a gift card from one of these establishments and, purchase one and go eat. But yeah, you gotta eat in your car at home.
Well, because of the way that things are right now, it is difficult to think about what comes after. But things will get back to normal.
Oh, sure.
They have to. We just don't know how long it's going to take. And what I'm really concerned about and what I want to see happen is that when everything becomes normal again, that we still have all the places we love to go back to.
Yep. And you got to help support them right now. I mean, they're making up the good food and the good grub.
And you know what?
You got to eat.
It is a tough business in the best of times.
Yep. So take advantage of that. Go to Operation Gift Card, 96krock.com. Mark Haney and the news. Yes.
And one more thing.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be getting, you know, a lot of takeout food and delivery.
Yeah.
Remember, they're not getting any tips. So if you can,
yep,
be generous.
Yep. For the delivery, throw in a little tip there. That it even give more if you can, especially to the people that are running it out to your car or packaging it up for you. You're absolutely right.
And hopefully they'll do the right thing, and all the people back at the shop, they'll divvy it up.
Yep. Mark.
I wouldn't count on it,
no,
though.
No. Mark Haney and the news starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, March 23rd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Would you care to take a guess as to what the largest living thing in the world is?
Oh, that's a good one. Probably like your giant whale, your like beluga, sperm whale, a right whale, a whale.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I would have been wrong, too, because I would have probably guessed something like a redwood or something like that.
Yeah, that, too. I think a whale is bigger.
Than a full-grown redwood?
I think maybe there's a whale out there that's as big as a redwood.
I'm sure Rob's going to look that up because it's a win for him because one of us would be wrong.
All right, what's bigger, a whale or a redwood? They're both living things.
Now, you can't compare a full-grown whale to a baby redwood.
No.
Talking full-grown.
All right, full-grown
a granddaddy.
Redwood versus a full-grown whatever species of whale is the big one.
I want to make clear old-growth forest.
Okay, and he understands. Well, he does now.
You're taking a lot for granted.
Yeah, that's how I was. I thought about it as I was saying it.
Is he trying, or
yeah,
should I move
looking.
On?
Yeah, he's looking right now. Hold on. He's got an answer for us. What's bigger?
Okay, according to Google.
Yes.
The redwood is bigger. The blue whale comes in at 32 yards long, whereas the redwood, a full-grown redwood, comes in at 125 yards
long. Okay, I don't know that the blue whale's the biggest whale out there. There's a bigger whale than the blue whale. You know, but I still think that now that I hear it, the redwood might have it beat.
Yeah, but we're both wrong.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
They say the blue whale is the biggest whale ever.
All right.
I was just less wrong.
Okay. What's the biggest thing?
The largest living thing in the entire world is a mushroom in Oregon that is 2.4 miles long.
What? That's impossible. A mushroom?
That's what it says.
That's how big?
2.4 miles. One mushroom.
All right, Rob's seeing if there's a picture of this. I mean, you couldn't see to the end of it unless it was a clear day.
Well, you know, with some optics, I mean, you know, are we going into not necessarily territory?
No, far be it from me to do that.
This explains a lot. And I didn't know this. I don't know how I didn't know this, but I didn't. John Popper and his high school buddy, Chris Barron, started a band called Trucking Company when they were in high school. It didn't last long because Popper left Trucking Company to focus on Blues Traveler.
Okay.
So that left Chris Barron without a band. So he kept some of the guys, added some new members, and changed the name from Trucking Company to Spin Doctors.
And now we know.
There was a time when you could not turn on the radio without one or the other on.
Oh, we played them both.
Yep. You know, my daughter's cat was accused of a serious crime a couple of years back.
Yes.
And the cat was innocent. It was an indoor cat, but it's a black cat. There's lots of them around. And a lady saw my daughter's cat in the window and said, "That's the cat that attacked me several blocks down." The cat is one of those cats that if you open the door, it will run away from going outside. And she actually, we had to go to court over this. And what brings me in mind of that situation, I wish I'd known this at the time, because I was thinking, well, there's no way you can identify one cat from another unless they're chipped or something. Well, it turns out you can. Every cat's nose print is unique, much like a human fingerprint.
Mm.
All right. So all you have to do is get cat nose prints.
Yep. Nose
and you
print
can
them.
Nail them.
Yep.
Yep. You know, when you hear the word Matrix?
Yeah, I think of the movie.
You think of the movie, you think high tech, bullets in slow motion, bodies in tubes, what have you.
Yeah.
But the word Matrix comes from a very old French word, matrice. What does that mean?
I haven't the foggiest.
Womb. Because it's a place where something is embedded and developed.
Thank you, Henny. We know now. We didn't know that before, but now we know.
See, you know all kinds of things that'll get your lights punched out at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, Apple makes a good product. I'll give them that. But I've always thought they were extremely overpriced. I know you and I differ on that.
Oh, I don't. I like Apple. I don't disagree with you on that. It's you compare, you know, one computer to another. The Apple one's always more expensive.
Well, they want you to have an iPhone, a MacBook, an iPad, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And none of this stuff works without the charger. Now, I have no reason to disbelieve this. This is what they're telling me. The charger for a MacBook has a tiny computer inside it that regulates power flow. The computer in the charger is just about as powerful as the processor in the original Mac computer.
Wow. Well, I believe it. I don't understand computers anyway, but I know the charger on a Mac it's big.
Yeah, well, I mean, we went to the moon with a calculator.
That's true.
I saved the best for last, which I have on a separate device, so I would be able to locate it.
Oh, for the love.
Stan, I'll have you know.
What?
It was 38 years ago today, in 1982, a television show called Joni Loves Chachi,
sure,
starring superstars Aaron Morin and Scott Baio, debuted on the ABC television network. This show is strangely popular in South Korea. Why?
Why?
The word chachi is extremely similar to a Korean word for male genitalia. And that makes Joni a very popular girl in Korea.
Yeah, loves the old chachi.
Joni loves chachi. Oh,
yeah.
American girl. In a moment.
Hi, Southwest Florida. This is Stan from the Stan and Haney Show. From 96 K-Rock, and everyone at the station and Beasley Media is committed to serving the community during this difficult time. We are all in this together, and now you can help struggling local businesses stay in business. It's K-Rock's Operation Gift Card. You can help local businesses by purchasing gift cards at 96krock.com. And if your business needs help, sign up for free at 96krock.com. A message from the Beasley Community of Caring and 96krock.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. You know, if there was ever a time for a made-up fake holiday, it's today. Well, here you go. Today is National Puppy Day.
Aww.
Aww.
Aww. Aww. Yeah.
They grow so fast, though, don't they?
They do.
Should I feel guilty? Yeah, should I feel guilty? Because I want another puppy.
Yeah, and then when it grows up, you just give it away or take it somewhere.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Just with a small rehoming fee. You know, I'm not looking to make money on it. I just want a new puppy. I mean, I can't have a dog anymore. It was established in 2006 as a way to bring attention to all the lonely puppies out there that need to be adopted. Aww. So please take a few minutes and distract yourself from all the nothing going on by looking at pictures of puppies. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, that is so nice. That is good news, Haney. And everybody that's got a new puppy out there, love them to death until they get big enough.
Well, and, you know, what is it you said? Drive new every two?
That's what it is.
And you're always happy to take that puppy for a ride.
Look,
who wants to go for a ride?
And they know to go to the car. But somehow when you take them to other places, country, a facility, they know it.
Yep, at first they're happy. They see you getting the leash.
Yeah.
But slowly they pick up on
They realize.
I've been had.
Yeah.
I should have never gotten the car.
No.
Come on, boy.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Mm.
Yeah.
A writer by the name of Brian Van Hooker from something called Mel Magazine doesn't like Papa John.
The Papa John the pizza guy?
Yeah, he personally does not like the man. And so he decided to spite Papa John. He decided he would eat 40 pizzas in 30 days.
What the hell? What the hell is this?
It's to get back at Papa John. I don't know what Papa John did to this guy, but when he said he was going to do that, it pissed him off. So now Brian posted an article chronicling all 30 days where he did eat 40 pizzas. His rule, again, this is a guy challenging himself with his own rules.
Right.
His rule was that the pizza had to be at least an 8-incher, but beyond that, it could be from anywhere. So he wound up making pizzas at home, eating frozen pizzas, one from every chain.
Come on.
Even going to all the legendary spots for genuine New York pizza.
New York style pizza.
Now, Brian says he did struggle a bit in the middle with fatigue issues, but he says he never really got tired of the pizza. And because he ramped up his exercising during the month because of all the pizza and how it was making him feel, he ended up with a net of a loss of 3 pounds.
Yeah.
Seems like a long way to go to get back at Papa John. I'm not sure he did.
How is this getting back at him? This is what I don't understand. Because he's making his own pizzas and buying them at other places. And whoop-de-doo, you're chronicling the whole thing. What is that going to do with Papa John?
Because Papa John said he was going to eat 40 pizzas in 30 days. And I guess this guy said, hey, I can do that. You're no big deal, Papa John. I'm standing up to you, bully.
What an idiot.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, he did it, too.
World is filled with idiots.
What a champ. What a champ.
And I'm sorry. There's a difference between a big restaurant pie, a big New York-style pizza, and a Tostino's.
You're darn right.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
What's going on? What's going on over there? So what is a truck passing by or something?
Yep. That's nice out here in the country.
It sure is.
You know, makes me want to sing.
Nope, don't.
Why? You love that song.
My song about trees?
Oh, yeah. No, my song about trees that you like.
Oh, I like that song.
Sorry about that, folks. You know, one day, possibly decades from now, kids are going to learn about this pandemic in school.
Yep.
And there will be at least one child in every class to raise their tiny little hand and say out loud, wait, toilet paper? There's a 31-year-old gent named Angel Hernandezinto. Hernandezinto. That sounded like a good fight.
Yeah.
Hernandezinto versus Chavez. Pay-per-view. Angel works for a company called Yes Hotel Services that provides cleaning services to hotels. Well, he was cleaning at a Marriott last Wednesday night, and when he left the job around 1:30 a.m., a security guard spotted him pushing a large trash can towards his van. Being a security guard, he communicated in security guard language. Ho! Ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho! Ho! And wouldn't you know it, that trash can contained a whopping 66 rolls of hotel toilet paper. The police obviously were called with something of that value, and Angel was arrested and charged with theft from a public lodging establishment, which is a felony. Even though the rolls of toilet paper were valued at 99 cents each, or a theft of $65.34.
Still, in this day and age, you sounded like a little bit like Keith Morrison there talking about Cocktail Cove when you were doing that.
Oh, did you like that?
I did. I noticed it. I did notice.
Well, I went the extra mile, and it's nice to be noticed.
Yeah,
that
notice.
To me, thank you. That was not insufficient praise.
Thank you.
And that's the news for today, Monday, March 23rd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
All right.
That's what I said.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us, no matter where you are. Working from home, doing essential things out there. We'll get through this together. Thank you so much. Rob Show is up next. He'll take you through your evening. We're all good on traffic. No reports coming in right now, so let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I had a good day. I went shopping today. I had to buy a belt because my pants... Here's the problem. You know when you get fat and your pants get tight. And then you get fatter because it's not like, oh, well, stop eating. And then all your pants hurt. Like every pair of pants hurts. And then you eat even more because you're like, screw it now, man. And you just get depressed. But here's what happens. If you get fat enough, your belly starts to push out, and your pants won't even hang in the normal place. And then they get down to your pelvis, and then they feel loose, and you're like, hey, losing weight. All right, I'm coming down. I guess I ate my way through to the other side. I've gotten rid... Look at this. This is ridiculous. The crazy part is that my belly hits my pelvis at a right angle. It just goes right in. Like, when I'm in the shower and I'm scrubbing, when I get down there, I gotta cut in like this. I actually have to scrub, or else that gets filthy down there. It's like a... It is. It's like a theater seat. I find pennies and receipts and stuff. Yeah. And the worst part is I'm 39, so it's not like I'm gonna get better. This is it or a lot worse for the rest of my life. It's not like I'm gonna be all ripped when I'm 48. It's over.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. I was going to do the local beat this break. We're going to hold off. I got a good one on the local beat. And if we have enough time, I'll give people a chance to win something. I think we have. Rob, we got a prize sheet, don't we? Yeah, we got a prize sheet.
Come on. Can't get, because I want to hear about your travels. We haven't heard anything
about it yet. I've got a couple minutes on the travel right now. But I'll just let everybody know. I'll do the local beat when we come back. I got a couple of minutes to tell you.
Are we coming up against a hard break?
A hard break is coming up. I don't know what the hell that means. And I've been in this for close to 40 years. Thank you.
A hard break is when you want to cut somebody off, but you don't want to seem rude.
Yep, we're coming up on a hard break. What the hell? I will say this about my vacation, and I'll tell you this inside of 3 minutes. I was up there in New Jersey and Pennsylvania for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm sorry, I got there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And on Monday, we got up there and saw my wife's family. And on Tuesday, I went and spent time with my mom and my stepdad, her husband.
How was she?
She says hi, by the way.
Oh, God bless her.
But she's not doing well health-wise, and I wanted to get up there. Planned it months ago. Wednesday, we were my wife and I were going to go and do something. You know, there were plenty. Maybe go into the city. Maybe
you
go.
You mean a recreational idea.
A recreational idea. Maybe a Broadway show. Obviously, we were thinking about a hockey game or a basketball game. That all went out the window before we went up there. And so I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do for the one day that we could do something, because on Thursday we were going to go see my mom again and we were going to go say goodbye to her family. And so we said, well, maybe we can go into the city. And that all went out the window. And it was so fluid. So I said, you know what? Why don't we go and do Gettysburg? Okay, Gettysburg's open. Closed it all down.
Like that day.
Okay, we can't go into either Philadelphia. We can't go into New York. We can't go to Gettysburg. I said, a lot of Philadelphia, or not Philadelphia, but Pennsylvania, is full of their cavern tours where you go 3,000 feet under the ground and get to go into caverns and
sure,
stuff. Really
yeah.
cool stuff. They're all closed. There was one in the Pennsylvania mountains, and we looked at it. Open for business. It's a place, and I don't know how many people have ever gone to this because it's very historic. It's called a Penn's Cave, and it's in the Pennsylvania mountains.
What, like Poconos?
Yeah. We took a drive. It was a 2.5-hour drive to get up there. So high up, as you're driving, your ears are popping.
And so those are the mountains that you remember that story I told you about my little brother.
Those are the mountains
that did it. Yep.
So we get up there, and this place is open. And like everything is closed. We're eating out of our car or going back to the hotel room and eating in the hotel room because nothing is open. Not a thing is open. But this place, Penn's Cave, is open. And so we walk up to the place in the middle of nowhere. And we're going down these small roads, and we're waiting for somebody to go and haul us off into the woods. We get up there. Suddenly, it all opens up, and there's buffalo up there. There's mountain lions. There's elk. And there's this big, giant building in an old hotel. And I said, are you guys open? Oh, we're open. How did you guys get to stay open? They said, we're agricultural.
Why wouldn't we be?
Yeah, it said we're agricultural.
Why, is something going on?
Yeah, we got 15,000 acres. We feed corn and wheat and all that stuff to farms and animals all across the state. I said, so you're open? They said, yeah. I said, is your cave tour open? Sure is.
We got went up saltwater taffy.
They had a big, huge store where you pan for minerals. They got wildlife and the cave thing. And so that's what we did.
What about stick candy? They had stick candy.
They had plenty of stick candy.
Licorice.
But it was unbelievable.
Licorice whip.
Yep. And she and I had a private tour because nobody else was there of the canyon, the cavern. It was awesome.
Well, you got away with something.
Yep. And then came back into town and ate a box lunch from a fast food joint in the car.
Oh, jeez.
There you go. All right, we got to take a break.
That was kind of a letdown.
Yeah, it was. You want to talk about a letdown? It was either that or stay in the hotel room. Oh, in the hotel room, which promised
bet you... Bet you wish you'd upgraded that.
Well, they went and they're talking about, you know, continental breakfast every morning. They couldn't serve breakfast. So they gave you something in a bag, a juice and a muffin in a bag, and then they wouldn't come into your room, so you had to strip the sheets on your own bed and leave it out in the hallway.
Oh, for what's the point?
Who would have known? So I got to take a break.
And, is it a hard break?
Hard break.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.